We're talking with Ultimate Fighter alum Richie Hightower. Just a couple of weeks ago, fought on the Ultimate Fighter finale against Troy Mandolonis. Unfortunately, suffered a tough loss, but wanted to reach out to him, see what was up with the future of his MMA career and his experience on the show. Richie, thanks a lot for joining us. And now, just a couple of weeks after the fight against Troy, when you look back on your performance, your first big one on a UFC stage, what are your thoughts and impression on it?
Well, I mean, obviously the ultimate goal would have been to walk out with the W, but, you know, I came out and on national television, I showed everybody that, you know, I want to fight and I'm going to come out and I'm going to bang and we're going to see what's going to happen. So, you know, an optimistic way of looking at it is, you know, hopefully people have seen the way that I present myself in the ring and they want to see me fight again.
Following or maybe before that fight with Troy, did you have any discussions with the UFC about a future fighting for their company?
You know, at that point in time, you know, I'm the type of person I don't look past, you know, my upcoming events. You know, I feel a lot of people asking that question. You know, what is your future with the UFC? You know, to me, you know, it's gonna unfold itself. You know, at the time, you know, the challenge at hand was to fight Rude Boy. I fought Rude Boy. Now that that's done, now, you know, we can start working on something else. Right now, my manager is going to be working on trying to see if they can get me on the card the March fight night and see if they might really get me on that fight, that card to fight.
So between now and then, are you looking to fight for any other promotions just to get more fights under your belt, or are you focused solely on trying to fight in March on the UFC show?
Yeah, you know, I mean, ultimately I would love to only fight in the UFC, but, you know, I mean, if they're not planning on doing anything to me relatively soon, you know, I may have to go elsewhere to stay active. And you know, fighting is my life, is my livelihood. And, you know, in order to put money in my pocket, I got to fight. So, you know, if I have no other choice, that is what I will do. But ultimately, I would love to continue to fight the UFC.
Who are you training with right now? I know you're based out of Arizona, right?
Yeah. Well, right now, I mean, I do a lot of cross training. So, I mean, there is no real set place that I train. But, you know, when I get back home, I'll be doing some training with my jiu-jitsu instructor, Eddie Sanchez, my boxing instructor, Andy Soto, and my kickboxing instructor, Jason Bress. I'll probably be doing some cross-training over at the lab with John Crouch and Alvin Robinson, and probably doing some work with Drew Pickett. So, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to stay active and stay strong and continue to improve my game.
You know, I was doing some research about you before the interview, and you talk about trying to stay active and everything like that. I read that at one point you weighed 100 pounds more than you do right now, and you had to cut a lot of weight to try to be serious about your MMA career. Is that an issue for you to try to keep down the weight to be fighting at, you know, the 170 weight that you're used to fighting at?
No, it actually wasn't that, you know, I mean, obviously over a period of time, you know, it did take time to finally get to that weight, but, you know, to be perfectly honest, it really just came down to, you know, me realizing where I'm at and what I needed to do, and, you know, when I originally started fighting, that wasn't the ultimate goal. It was just to lose weight and stay active and do something to you know, be competitive. I never imagined in a million years that I would be where I am today, but, you know, here I am, and I want to make sure I take advantage of it 100%.
So the cast of this past season of The Ultimate Fighter, The Ultimate Fighter 6, a relatively unknown cast to the general mixed martial arts fan. We're always interested to hear how guys got picked on the show. Some did the tryouts themselves. Some were kind of recruited by the producers. What was your story? How did you end up on Tough 6?
I was actually one of the you know, referred fighters to be looked at, but I still went through the same process everybody else went through. So, you know, I showed up and I did the open casting tryouts. The only advantage I had is that all my information got looked at, you know, over everybody else and stuff. So, I mean, there was 14 fighters with the same situation. So, but I went through the same process as everybody else.
While you were, you know, taping the show, you were in the house. It seemed as though, for whatever reason, guys, in particularly Mac Danzig, loved to pick on you. I mean, did you know that he was saying the things that he did?
You know,
obviously,
you know,
a lot
what?
Of the stuff said were in the confessionals, but did you know that while it was going on?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I really didn't know on the show that it was as bad as I guess it really actually was. But, you know, I mean, the reason why I didn't know that is because I didn't hang out with him. You know, he wasn't a very enjoyable person to be on the show. That's not me talking trash. That's me being factual. I mean, a lot of people could tell you the same thing, that he wasn't a very pleasant person to be around. So, you know, I never did really know that it was to that extent. You know, I did, you know, put out my hand a few times to try to just be friendly with the guy, even just civil, not even necessarily like, hey, let's hang out while we're in the house, but, you know, just be civil with him, say hello, you know, what up, how you doing, cool, bye, you know, and he wouldn't even return, you know, a nice gesture, just saying, hey, what's up, you know. So, you know, whatever, teach their own, you know, I'm not worried about, you know, other people, you know, being in the house, I was only worried about myself, so.
Did you get the sense?
It didn't bother me at all. I didn't lose any sleep.
Did you get the sense that, you know, here's a guy who's fought in Pride. He probably has more fights than anyone else, you know, in the cast. Did you get the sense that he was kind of walking around with his, you know, chest sticking out, that he thought that he was above all of you guys, and that was the reason why he felt the need to try to belittle some of you?
Sure. You know, I mean, yeah. I mean, there were instances in episodes on the show where he basically stated that, you know, so. Yeah, I mean, that could have definitely had something to do with it. You know, it really doesn't really matter to me. I'm not too concerned about what he does, you know, on the show or even now or even after the show. So
while you guys were, you know, preparing for the actual finale, I'm sure you crossed paths. Did you have a chance to kind of clear the air with him, or was that not something you're really interested in doing?
Yeah, you know, I actually went out and did some training at, you know, LA Boxing. Or, I'm sorry, not LA Boxing, but Legends. And, you know, that's where Mac trains, and I went out there and, you know, we kind of just squashed it, you know, said, you know, hey, whatever, dude, you know, I wasn't talking shit about you. I don't have anything bad to say about you, you know, whatever. We don't get along. That's the fact of the matter, but, you know, who cares? That doesn't mean we can't be professionals, you know, in terms of you know, training and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not like we went out and had lunch or, you know, anything of that nature, but, you know, we did pretty much squash it. But, you know. As far as I'm concerned, it's dumb.
When you look back on your experience on the show, definitely a tumultuous one with, you know, no TV, no radio, no contact with the outside world, but yet you got this great training. Are you ultimately happy that you decided to go on the show?
Oh, 100%. I mean, me leaving the show, I actually left, you know, a better fighter, and as did everybody else who was on the show. So, you know, it was a true blessing and great opportunity for me to actually be there. So, you know, I felt privileged and honored to actually, you know, be able to be a part of that.
Now that you've had several months to kind of look back on the whole situation and assess it, what are your thoughts on the whole Matt Serra situation where he didn't want to corner you guys in your semifinal bouts or quarterfinal bouts?
Everybody wants to bring it up like it's a big issue, but the fact of the matter is it really wasn't. You know, I mean, that's one of those things, if you put it in this scenario, you know, if you have two guys, you know, obviously you would never have two guys fight out of the same camp, correct?
Right.
So if you have two people who are supposed to fight each other in the same, that are out of the same camp, that are supposed to fight each other, why would you, you know, how do you coach against your, you know, your own student or your own teammate? So granted, everybody kept saying, hey, you know what, it there can only be one winner. There really is no team thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, it really is. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't want to do that. He wouldn't do that to his own students, and he didn't want to do that to us. We weren't bothered by it. You know, we were like, hey, you know what? At first, we were like, you know, I was like, yo, so what, you're going to coach him, but you're not going to coach me? I mean, and, you know, we kind of took that personal, and he was like, you know what? He's like, I can't coach against any of you guys. I'm not going to. You know, if one of you guys wants to get in each other's corner and coach each other, then cool, but, you know, we don't want to do that. And so, I didn't take it personal. I wasn't upset by it. You know, if anything, I felt, well, thank you. I mean, you know, by you doing that, you're evening the, you know, the playing field. You know, I wouldn't say that any one person would have an advantage over the other just based on the corner situation. So, yeah, I was pleased with it.
And then there was that whole kind of uncomfortable situation where you and Matt went to talk to Matt Hughes. And here's a situation where you don't really get to see what he's thinking because he's talking in the confessional. You only get to see it while you're watching the show. And he kind of brushed it off and said it was almost juvenile, the whole deal. How do you feel about the way Matt handled that?
You know what? To each their own. You know what I mean? I'm not going to, you know, speak badly about anybody or anything like that, but, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I thought I handled it in a very professional manner, and I thought that our concerns were genuine and just, you know, as opposed to me being in a situation where, you know, I got to know, what is this guy's best interest? Is it really in me winning this fight, or is it to just learn more information about me in the event that I maybe end up having to fight Max or Tommy? You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a double-edged sword there. It doesn't really seem fair to me. It doesn't mean, I don't feel comfortable in that situation. So I'm going to put it out there and say what I got
to
say.
Do the producers of the show in a situation like that try to sort of push you to go in and kind of create this conflict, or did that come straightly from yourself?
I don't understand.
Like, do the producers try to guide you guys to get into conflicts like that, so to speak, or do they just give you carte blanche and you live your day? You know, do they interject themselves?
No, apparently that was something that Spike wanted to have happen or Dana wanted to have happen. I don't know who it was behind it. Probably Spike, but, you know, I mean, they didn't tell me to go in and say that. That was definitely, you know, mine and Matt's decision. but, you know, for them to put us in that situation, you know, that was tough. It was almost like we were being punished, you know what I mean? And, you know, it just didn't seem fair. But, you know, it was what it was, and it's over now, and, you know, everyone's still alive, and...
Absolutely.
You know, I don't have anything to complain about.
With all that drama hanging over your head going into the bout with George, do you think that it played a negative role, you know, leading up to it? Do you try to have a clear head going into a fight? Or by that point, once you were ready to fight George, had it all been kind of pushed to the side?
You know what? I mean, at that point in time, it's like, you know what? There's nothing I can do. I can either sit here and I can take a crap on myself and really look bad, or I can come out and put it all on the table and see what happens. So, you know, it was one of those things that you need to make that decision. And once you made that decision, you needed to run with it. That's what I did. You know, I just said, hey, you know what? I can sit here. I can cry and pout about things I can't control. Or I can take the opportunity at hand and try to make the best of it. You know, I mean, win or lose, I have nothing to lose. You know, the guy's got great stand-up. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. If I can come out and put on a good show and show that I want to fight, you know what I mean? I can't look bad. You know what I mean?
Have you had a chance to speak with your coach on the show, Matt Serra, following the injury?
I haven't. He actually, you know, he did call me and leave me a message, though, to, you know, tell me good job on the fight and stuff like that. But, you know, I haven't really had a chance to speak with him.
All right, Richie, thanks so much for joining us. Great job on the show. And, you know, you breathe some lightheartedness into it, not taking yourself so seriously. And we appreciate that. And good luck. We hope to see you fighting in March for the UFC and beyond.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and I'm glad I could, you know, give you this interview.